93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Wrapping up another hour of power with Kenny Chesney. I've always wanted a DJ. I think that'd be cool.
I know
cool.
You do.
Listen, so
we have
you,
a classic rock station here.
I want to be on it.
WGKC 105.9.
And Ken Cunningham will not allow me to be on that thing.
I probably would not give you a radio station.
I just want to do.
You probably play songs with horrible words.
Scorps. No, I wouldn't do that.
No, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't play some like Nine Inch Nails.
I wouldn't know one of their songs, so I wouldn't stay away from them. I'd just play a lot of 80s rock. All I want is for Ken Cunningham to give me 1 hour each week on GKC.
It took him long enough. The guy who runs things back here, that if anything goes wrong, he fixes it. I don't think he wants to stick around. I mean, he gave you trust in this board.
I know.
I don't think he wants to give you trust in that station over there.
Come on. All right. You know what you did, though? This is kind of funny because what happens around the radio station is this. Lon usually goes walking during breaks, and I usually start talking to whomever.
Yes.
Whether it be Pia,
and when you
Linda,
get talking,
one of the sales girls, Steve, you know, whatever. So I start talking, and I just kind of lose track of time, you know, because I'm a talker. I'm a chatter. So Jeremy is always, like, around the corner bending. And there's, like, 58 corners in this radio station.
It's a maze in here.
So
yeah.
I'll hear this, Lon, we got 1 minute.
1 minute warning.
So you reminded me, and the guys my age will remember this. When the 76ers played at the Spectrum in Philadelphia, they used to give the 2 minute, like when there was 2 minutes left.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. And then at the very end, the favorite thing I've ever heard in my life from a PA announcer is, the Sixers and the Spectrum, thank you for not smoking. I think that was the best thing in the world. And now you
That's
don't
the
even.
Best thing in the world.
I think that was awesome. I used to say it all the time.
There's nothing like hyperbole from Monte.
Oh, I'd walk around my house like at supper time. I'm like, the Tay family and the dinner, thank you for not smoking. All right, so isn't that terrible? None of the Tays smoke,
know,
by the way. None
how
of the
am I
Tays
supposed
smoke.
To react to
I don't
that?
Know. I don't know. So what are we
this
doing?
Is, this, is the beauty, oh. this is the beauty of giving Lante a microphone for 3 hours.
And I'm hyper today.
We are the Tay and Jay
yes,
Show.
Yes, that's what we are. I'm Lante.
I'm Jeremy Warner.
Okay. So, and you can reach us because we're looking for your help this hour, 359-2255. I want to know, who do you think is going to have the breakout year for the Fighting Illini football team this year?
That's 217-359-2255, 359-2255. You want to get a hold of us, phone lines are open. You can also email us, Jeremy, J-E-R-E-M-Y, at myconnectfm.com.
Or Lon, L-O-N, at myconnectfm.com.
Well, you were at football practice
yes.
last night, Lante. This was your first one. I've been there a handful of times now. Now, how did you react? I mean, you loved it. You could tell that you loved it out there last night.
I love it. I love getting around those athletes and just seeing it. It just, like I said earlier in the 3 o'clock hour, it makes you feel young again to hang around those guys and talking to you guys, the media and stuff. It's just fun. It's what I love. It's sports. It's Illini. It's everything put together. I enjoy it.
Well, because we talk about it.
Yes.
And I come back here with some knowledge of the team, but now you got some knowledge of the team. What were some of your impressions from
the biggest thing that I saw, a couple of things, and we'll talk about it as the hour goes, because we're going to try to get to a lot of your phone calls at 359-2255. The biggest thing that I took from last night is that the freshman, Donovan Young, he likes to talk.
That's true.
Holy
That's true.
Cow.
Well, and the thing about when you go to a college practice,
yes.
you know, there's competition. These offensive and defensive guys have been going against each other now for about 2 weeks.
Right.
And you know, to get up in the morning, and you'll hear this in some of our interviews, you got to have a little drive.
Yes,
and
you
one
do.
Of the drives I think that these players use is that, hey, I'm going to beat the defense today, or I'm going to beat the offense. And the defense is really, really vocal. If you're at practice and you're just sitting there watching, or just you can't even watch, you just have to listen to them, you would think that the defense is winning all the time because they talk and talk and talk. Well, they have this little ooh-wah thing that you heard last night. You just hear ooh-wah whenever they make a big play. And the defense was winning to start last night. Well, the offense kind of counterpunched. And it all started with the offensive line, but then the running back started to get going behind that offensive line. And when you talk about a counterpunch, Donovan Young delivered one. I can't remember. I think it was Valden Cooper. It was the defensive back. I can't remember. But Donovan Young is a big kid for a freshman. He's about 5'10", 220 pounds.
Thick.
But he's thick, and he's cut. I mean, he's cut for a freshman. But he delivered a counterpunch, and he stiff-armed this defensive back back about 5 yards
to the ground,
and he got up in the face and he got up in their face, and there's a lot of jaunt, But I kind of like that.
I do too.
And I think that's the way things happen in Texas, and that's the way it happens when you're a competitive football player. And not, you know, there weren't. Sometimes there's some punches thrown
at
practice, and that happens when you have.
That happens to every college team.
Every college team. It happens. We don't report it all the time just because it happens, and we don't want you guys to go crazy with it. But there's competition, and I think Ron Zook likes that right now.
359-2255. Who's going to have that breakout year? And if you know enough about it, what freshman do you think is going to be solid this year? Let's go to Jeff in Champaign. Jeff, how you doing today?
I'm fine, Lon. How are you?
Doing well.
I mean, it's hard to say that Ford would be a breakout year, but I think you can just throw all three running backs in there. Whichever one, you could put Young or Ferguson in there. I think any of the three will have a banner year. And if Ford gets enough carries, he could threaten LeSure's rushing record.
I agree. And, Jeff, I'll tell you this. Jason Ford looked good last night, and he's looked good for most of this. But does it scare you a little bit to think, because Ford's been a little injury-prone, does it scare you to think that if he goes down, maybe a freshman is in next?
No, I mean, I don't think so. I think with the programs that Donovan Young and Ferguson played for, they're used to carrying the load for a while. So I don't think there would be any problem with them stepping in and doing it.
Perfect. Jeff, thanks for the call.
And then defensively, what about Buchanan?
Yes,
I think he's got to be a kid that steps up.
I forgot to look at him to watch him last night.
Well, I mean, he's big. I mean, he's 6'6", about 240, but he's a little wiry still.
Right.
You know, I mean, even though he's 240 pounds, he's not as strong as a lot of defensive ends. But Illinois needs a pass rush. One thing that we forget, Illinois was second in the Big Ten in sacks last year, which I know sacks are kind of a weird stat. But the pass rush is going to be key this year if they want to keep getting the takeaways that they had, take some pressure off that secondary of what they have. So I think Michael Buchanan's a kid that needs to. Now, I've watched him. He can get caught up in those offensive tackles that are a little bit bigger than him.
Okay.
But he has the speed to get off the line to be a big-time pass rusher. But, yeah, he's a kid that Koning is definitely looking for to step up in that banner role now that he's been in it for a year.
Yeah. Jeff, have you been over to Rantoul yet?
I have not been to Rantoul. Hey, real quick, though, I saw in the paper that Bud Golden left the program. Is it just flatly playing time? Is that what you guys heard?
Yeah, it's just the writing on the wall.
Yep.
And I talked to Steve Hull about it. We'll play that audio for you in a second. But Steve Hull was a longtime teammate. And, yeah, I mean, he fell behind. I mean, he's at least fifth on the depth chart, if not sixth. Mm. I know Bud Golden came in, you know, 3 stars, 4 stars, whatever you want. But he's a straight-ahead runner.
Sure.
He didn't add a lot that, you know, Donovan Young adds a straight-ahead runner. And he can juke a little bit, kind of like Mikel did, has that extra gear. Bud Golden just didn't have that. And then Josh Ferguson's that scat back.
He looked good.
Yeah, I mean, he's got speed that, you know, he's probably passing up Troy Pollard on this list.
Yep.
And then Troy Pollard just has that that experience. And Bud Golden got nicked up a little, fell behind. And then Ian Days was kind of, might have been better than Bud Golden. So just a kid that wants to go play somewhere. And I don't think, you know, anyone holds that against him. I mean, he probably wasn't going to play here. So now he's going to go on somewhere else. It's the same thing with Matt Eller.
Yeah.
The kicker. He just saw that he wasn't going to play.
Perfect.
And you guys were there yesterday. How does O'Toole look in pads up there? I mean,
he's good.
Like ready to play?
He looks really good.
If you had to tell me, if Nate Shielhouse, God forbid, goes down, I think Riley O'Toole can come in the game and play for you.
I would feel very comfortable with him coming in the game.
No, I think he's a freshman, Jeff.
Yep.
I mean, he's going to have his struggles. But I think right now he's a better passer than Miles Osei. He's got more arm strength than Nathan Shielhouse right now. But he makes some freshman mistakes.
Yep.
Petrino was on him yesterday. Zook was on him yesterday morning because he went for a big play instead of taking the open play and, you know, might force some turnovers there. But he's got the arm, and he's got the mental makeup, and all the receivers like him. They all talk about his arm, which we haven't seen at Illinois in a while. I mean, Juice Williams had the arm, but he didn't have the accuracy.
Yes.
Riley O'Toole can sit back there and pick off defenses apart, and he's done it at camp a few times. He had a great scrimmage on Saturday, but he is still just a freshman.
Sure.
But I still think he might be your number two guy going in this year.
But with the question mark of if Shielhouse stays healthy all year and he doesn't play, do they redshirt him or do they burn him early in one of these? You know, if one of these early games gets to be a blowout, do you think he comes in?
Yeah, the Miles Osei thing I didn't get last year. Why they didn't redshirt him?
Right.
And because he had Eddie McGee that could come in, and Eddie McGee was the backup. He still put in Miles Osei in garbage time. I didn't get that, but if they can redshirt Riley O'Toole, I think they will.
Oh, I hope they do.
But if they need Riley O'Toole to play, I think he'll play. If Shielhouse goes down, I think he'll play. But, yes, I think they would want to redshirt him if they can.
So So the answer is, if even though he might be listed as number two on the depth chart, you might not see him in the games if there are blowouts early on.
Yeah, right. I hope not. I mean, personally, because why waste a year?
Yeah, because if Nathan Chiasson, I think Riley O'Toole could push Nathan Chiasson a little bit, but I mean, he's your quarterback.
Yeah.
He's your quarterback for the next 3 years, and burning a year for Riley and only giving him 1 year as a starter, I don't see why they'd do that if Chiasson stays healthy.
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect. Thanks, Jeff.
See
we'll see you now. You know, it's interesting because I am a guy that, I don't know. I think Nathan Chiasson is going to be huge for Illinois this year.
Obviously.
But when you see Riley O'Toole and you see how he throws and you look at his makeup, I just don't know why there couldn't be a little bit of a controversy in the coming years at that quarterback
spot.
Not this year.
I think that's what they want. I mean, that's what you want is talent at that position. And if Riley redshirts, obviously he'd have 2 years as a starter, and I think that'd be the best setup. But if Riley plays this year and then the next 2 years, he can maybe give Chiasson a push. I mean, or you can play them both. There's nothing wrong with playing them both. They each give you something different.
I'm just on the record as if they waste Riley O'Toole in a blowout game, and don't plan on playing him at all this year, but then waste him to waste a year, I am not going to be happy with that decision.
I don't think
it doesn't matter what I think, obviously.
Well, it's understandable, I mean, if you put him in because you need him to win.
Absolutely.
If you need him to win, yes, you put him in. But, yeah, because, I mean, as you're a coach, you live on this year. I mean, your job depends on this year.
Yep.
But at the same time, you don't want to mess up the future two years where you don't even need him. You can put in Miles Osei or even a redshirt.
That's exactly right. And Osei had a great pass last night. He threw over a defender right into the end zone for a touchdown. So Miles, I mean, he looked pretty good last night as well. I'm not just discounting him, but I agree with Jeff. I believe Jeff is going that direction that I think all Illini fans hope that we're not just going to waste a year of Riley O'Toole. And I doubt that Petrino and Zook, I'm sure they agree with that, too. I doubt they want to use him if they don't have to. But I'll tell you this, and this Ryan Mallett prediction is maybe going to turn out to be good. I just think that if Chiasson would go down, I hope it doesn't happen, or if you just needed a kickstart in a game, I think Riley O'Toole will come in and do fine.
I think he's more talented than Miles. I think he is, and I think the coaches get that because Riley's been getting most of these second-team snaps. When we come back, Bud Golden gone, but Steve Hull is a grade school friend of his. Just hear from him about Bud Golden and whether he talked to him or not. Steve Hull talked to me yesterday about
that. Sounds good. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95. How does a guy from the Dominican drop a fly ball? Oh, my favorite Harry Carey. Cardinals and Cubs.
He was a fan of Budweiser, too.
Yes, he was.
Love that Budweiser.
Mike Shannon, grab yourself an ice-cold Bud Light. All right, so we're talking football, though. Don't get me on baseball. By the way,
drops the third try.
So before we get to the Illini again, which we're going to talk a lot about this hour, and we're asking everybody to give us a call, 359-2255. Who are you thinking is going to have a breakout year? We've had one vote for Jason Ford in the running backs. And, no, I mean, you know, Jeff was like, I don't know if you can count Jason Ford because he's expected. But I agree. I mean, you don't know anything yet about – I mean, we know something about Jason Ford. Right. Don't get me wrong. But we don't know that he's going to have a big year. So we hope he's going to.
Listen, he had some flashes his freshman year.
Did.
Ran for 294 yards. His sophomore year was splitting time with Mikel at 588 yards, a 6.1 average that year. And then last year, 480 yards when he was sitting behind Mikel. So, I mean, you know that he can pick up a lot of yards, you know, especially after first contact. And that's his big strength. Though he can run away a little bit. I mean, he's had some runs there in camp where he's gotten away from people, which is a second gear that I didn't think that he had, but he's shown it a little bit. I mean, he's still about 237.
Right.
So he's a big guy. You know, he's not going to have as many long runs as Mikel had. No.
Okay.
No, I mean, he's going to be a productive back. And I don't know if, like Jeff said, that he thinks that he can break Mikel's single-season rushing record, just because I don't know if he's going to have as many touches. Mikel needed that 330-yard game. I mean, you need a couple of those if you're going to approach that, because you're going to have some off games, whether it's against Ohio State or Wisconsin or whatever. But also because I think Nathan Chiasson is going to get more touches this year. I think he's got 1,000 yards maybe in him. And I think, the two freshmen, Donovan Young and Josh Ferguson, they're going to get their touches.
Right.
Maybe combine 100, 150 between them. So, that's going to take a lot. But I think he's a very capable 1,000-yard back if he can stay healthy.
Is Troy Pollard just kind of a forgotten guy?
I don't think he's forgotten. I mean, he gets some snaps there. He gets a lot of reps there in practice. He's kind of your experienced guy.
Right.
That if you need a third down guy that can go out, catch a pass, mm-hmm. you know, go out and have a draw, go out and, you know, make a block on a third down play, I think he's that guy. But, you know, Josh Ferguson, the freshman, is a little bit better at what
right.
at the being fat. I mean,
yeah,
he's faster.
Exactly.
He's faster. He's better at being fast. I mean, that's what he is. And he's a little. He's probably a little bit. I don't know if he's bigger than Troy. He's taller than Troy. Mm-hmm. Just gives you those things. So I think talent wise, Josh Ferguson has more. But the experience, I think, is what's going to get Troy Pollard on the field. Plus, I mean, he can return some kicks.
Absolutely,
and that's something he can do for you.
And I talked with Ben Taylor, who of course works with the Sports Information Department at Illinois. He and Derek Neal do a great job out there lining up interviews for all of the media that assembles. And, you know, I asked Derek, I said, you know, has Troy taken this pretty well? Because, you know, he came here from Florida, and I assume he came here expecting to do some good things at Illinois. And it's not like he hasn't done some good things in Illinois. You know, he had a huge game against Indiana, I believe. Ben reminded me a couple of years ago. But then he's just kind of been, you know, kind of nicked up.
Yeah.
And it's one of those deals where you could see – I don't know how that is. I wasn't an athlete like that, obviously, at that level. I don't understand what it would be like as if I were a really good running back at Villa Grove High School and attended, let's say, Florida to play with the Gators, and I went down there as this big name, you know, blah, 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 and then really didn't really make a huge splash, let's say, with the Gators. I'm trying to figure out how that is with Troy, but like Ben said, he's like, you know what? He's a quiet guy, but he's a leader. And I would assume, Jeremy, he's a great guy to have around in that backfield.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have some of those guys.
Right.
I know sometimes they're not going to be the best players, but, you know, Troy has a role on this team, and he's accepted that role. You know, if he's got to be a third down back, like I said, to block, to get a catch out of the backfield, and be a guy in special teams. You need those guys to be successful, and he's accepted that role.
That's perfect. Well, one of the things that I always keep my eye on, I think by this point you always laugh at me, but the secondary. Mm-hmm. I'm a big secondary guy, and I think you've got to have a solid secondary if you're going to have a successful season. I always go back to that 07 Rose Bowl team with Harrison in that safety role. Now I'm forgetting the other safety. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. I'll think of it. But it's one of those deals where, for me, I could be different than everybody else. I think your secondary, more importantly, your safeties, have got to play big if your defense is going to be good and you're going to win some games. I wanted to focus a little bit last night on that safety spot. Of course, Supo Sani. I always say it wrong. Supo Sani is a guy that should be kind of the stud there.
He missed a lot last year.
I mean,
for him, it's about being healthy.
Correct. And he got hurt yesterday.
Yeah, he pulled a groin yesterday, and Zook talked about it yesterday. It's probably just, you know, he's not used to being this active. I mean, he hasn't practiced this much in a long time. He got through the spring, but they kind of held him off a little bit. Now, you know, he's going full go and pulled the groin, which is never comfortable.
But, I would assume not.
But, you know, if he can get back out there in the next couple of days, I think they're going to be careful with him.
Okay.
Just make sure he can get in the game because he's a veteran. I mean, he's been here. But, yeah, he's a mammoth back there. I mean, you talk about his safety. He looks like he's bigger than some of the linebackers Illinois has. I mean, he towers over Ian Thomas, who's about 5'10". Supo Sani is about 6'2", 230 pounds. So, yeah, he's a big guy back there. And then Steve Hull.
Yes.
And you talked to him yesterday as well. He's playing that free safety spot. Former receiver, so you know he's got hands back there. Maybe he can be a difference maker there.
And you're going to hear from both Steve Hull and Patrick Nixon Yeoman. Two guys are going to be big on that safety spot. And one thing that I asked Steve Hull, you'll hear, is how vocal he is. Mm-hmm. I mean, you talk about the defense being vocal yesterday. He kind of is the leader of that. I mean, he is very vocal, getting guys in the right spot, and you like to see that, especially from a sophomore.
Right.
So, but we're asking you as well, 359-2255, who do you think is going to have a breakout year? Heck, go crazy. Pick Steve Hull. Pick one of these guys that nobody knows, maybe, and maybe you think that guy's going to be an integral part of the Illini football team this year. Give us a call, 359-2255. Who do you think is going to have a breakout year? We'll come back. We'll hear from the safeties next. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
5.3.
Connect FM.